This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's see what we can do about making this a good day for you, making it a better day. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Victoria Keeman, who's here as part of the DJV gang. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer's on vacation this week, so it is up to us to continue with the fight for truth, justice, and the American way. That was the introduction to what television show?
Is that Captain America?
No, Superman. The original television show. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. And then the announcer goes off into the wonderful world of Superman. What mild-mannered reporter. Isn't it ridiculous that I can remember this stuff from when I was like 12 years old? that was a lot of stuff.
Was that from the TV show?
Yeah.
Superman, I've never
the TV
seen
show
that.
Was around in the 50s. George Reeves. Mm-hmm. There was always the conversation about the Reeves name being associated with Superman, because George Reeves was the first Superman on television. He actually, the first Superman was a guy named Murray, he was actually the guy living in Boston, and he was the model, actually, that was used to create the look of Superman. His last name was Kahn. I knew his daughters, I actually knew him. He ran some gyms in the Boston area, but I can't remember his first name. Huh. At any rate, Superman was somebody that, as a kid, we all looked up to Superman.
Was that a weekly show like Batman was?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
It was the same genre as Batman. I mean, Batman is a little longer, started in the 60s. Superman was around the 50s. But it was really...
The only thing I know a little bit about that is, do you remember when Ben Affleck played George Reeves? In
yes.
that movie about his life, like sort of the legacy of Superman. I thought that was a really good movie.
It was.
I think he killed himself, right, George Reeves?
He did. Yes, yeah. He did kill himself.
Very sad.
He did. Yeah. He couldn't get another role. He came along in Hollywood and played all kinds of things. Then he was cast as Superman, and after the show was over, he couldn't get a job acting because he was too identified. Everybody knew him as Superman. That was in the days when there wasn't a lot of selection. So everybody was watching. If you had a television set, you were watching pretty much the same shows. And, after we get out of that, the casting director said, well, you're Superman. What else can you do? And that was the end of... He was a young 40-something, if I remember correctly.
Kind of like James Bond, right? I think that might be the only role that kind of gets stereotyped now.
To play James Bond?
If you're James Bond, it's kind of hard to ever see anyone as anything other than Bond.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Sean Connery broke out of it well. I don't know that
Roger Moore did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think
right.
Roger Moore ever really did. George Lazenby, look at his career. He did one Bond movie and that was it.
Was
he
it.
Never did anything again.
No, right, exactly. And a lot of people think that was quite a good movie. Diana Rigg was in that.
It was a good movie.
His wife.
It's the only one where he gets married. It was actually sweet. I liked that movie.
Right. Although Daniel Craig has come close to getting married in, I think, the third or fourth installment that he was in. Young lady whose name the big eyes, that's all I remember about her. I don't remember what her name is, but he avenges her later on in the movie. Anyway, how do we get off onto this? I was trying to come up with ways that...
George Reeves, Superman, that's how
right.
that started.
Well, we're talking about...
Truth, justice, and the American way.
The American way, that's correct, yes. So, as we get back to reality here on the DJV program, and understanding what COVID is doing, continuing to take its toll on you, your life, your family's life, your work life, perhaps your company, because a lot of these, I talked to some of our advertisers that we have here, and these, whether they're big or they're small, the mom-and-pop restaurants that we all know that have had to go out of business, and even if they're open now, they limit capacity. And we know that Disney has laid off another 28,000 employees. The radio business is full of layoffs, and in a sense, I suppose it's good for this program and programs like it because the stations don't have to have employees of their own. And there's good and bad to that. I understand that. For years, people. I remember when I first started doing this, somebody on a local station that I met at a conference was about to punch me in the mouth because putting my program on cost his job. You cost me. I remember the guy came right up to me. He says, "You're Stefan, right?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You cost me my job." And I didn't have a retort to that at the time. I don't even know if I'd have a, if somebody approached me right now and said the same thing to me, if I would have a retort to it. It just is, you know, kind of the way it is. I didn't cause the situation. I just I've made you know, something accessible that helps in the situation, if that's what you would like. The COVID situation expanded upon now. There's a new updated bill, a relief bill. But with the discussion, one of the things that came out of the debate was the discussion of unemployment and the fact that we only have, what is it, 8% unemployment, which is really amazing. I don't know that there's any one person responsible for it, as one would like to take credit for it, but it is really pretty amazing, although I know a lot of people that are hurting.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't, you know, that eight, whatever that means.
Yeah.
So this next bill is worth $2.2 trillion, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Reintroduce a $600 boost to unemployment benefits, another $1,200 to go to most Americans. It's scaled back. The original version that came out was, the proposal was going to be, what, another $3 trillion or so?
Yeah, 3.4 was the original. So this is the,
right.
the negotiated 2.2. I don't know that it's going to pass because Republicans say they're not going to endorse anything that's more than a trillion. But there are some really good things in this, and this is where we kind of get lost with these numbers. This is the HEROES Act. This is the updated version. One of the things that actually, that you know, we're all music fans here, and we all love to go to live concerts and things like that, and we know how much, you know, how concert venues and the employees of those venues are
wiped
destitute.
Out.
So part of this new HEROES Act authorizes $10 billion in grants for independent concert venues, producers, promoters, talent representatives, and essentially what it will do, it allows venues to use that money to cover their rent, the mortgage, utilities, insurance, and other expenses. See, what happened was, and this is, I know it's all hindsight, at the time everyone was scrambling to try to get help for everyone, but the problem with the PPP is those loans were to guarantee that they would keep employees. But the problem is concert venues didn't have any employees if there were no concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't allowed to use that money to cover the mortgage, utilities, things like that. This new addition to the HEROES Act will allow them, it doesn't have to go to payroll. Because if you don't have anyone on the payroll, then these venues were just closing because they couldn't illegally use that money for anything other than payroll. And so this is, to me, this is an important distinction. This is a bipartisan bill that came from John Cornyn, from a Republican from Texas, and Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota. So the two of them worked together. This is called the Save Our Stages Act, and this is part of the updated HEROES Act. I hope that, you know, like I said, we're all music fans, and we know how I have friends in the music business who are, you know, roadies and things like that, and they're just, you know, it's just a horrifically bad time for so many people. So
yeah.
I hope that something gets passed. I know Mitch McConnell has been pretty hard-lined with that $1 trillion, but it just doesn't. And also in this new bill adds a lot of airline bailouts as well.
That's my point. The airline business will go out of business. There isn't one airline, no matter who's running it, no matter what their thing is, they will all go out of business. And the government can't afford, never mind the people who will be on unemployment, they can't afford to shut down this transportation network for, they justify it by saying the planes are carrying the mail, and there's a certain amount of justification to that, but it's too important now. They've allowed the train network, the rails are not carrying passengers like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a big rumble, frankly.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, we're the only developed nation at this point dealing with COVID. We're the only nation who has not bailed out our airline industry yet.
Yeah.
All the
yeah.
other European industries and China,
well, many
Asia,
of the airline, maybe the many of the airline companies in Europe belong to the governments.
Partial ownership.
Four
yeah.
or five. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because their expenses are so high, people have such high expectations, and they then don't want to pay for the tickets, so somehow or other they have to be subsidized. And hopefully that won't be the way. I mean, subsidization here comes through the carriage of mail and other government contracts. Let's not kid ourselves. That's a subsidy in a manner of speaking. But it is what it is. All right, in a moment here on the DJV program, new advisor on the virus gets a scrutinizing, maybe not particularly positive. We'll talk about that. Don't forget our various programs. I was talking about the shows that we have on the air, the American Family Farmer Show every week, which highlights things going on to help improve farms and families and food, the relationship they have, your Hidden Power Show and podcast. If you want to discover the power of your dreams, you'll want to listen to that most recent podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, one more bit of COVID info. Apparently, the president's newest advisor, Scott Atlas, is not somebody that Fauci wants to work with. Apparently, Fauci said that Atlas was giving the president information that's taken out of context or incorrect. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not the first time that's happened, is it?
But the CDC director, Robert Redfield, was overheard on a flight. This was kind of embarrassing for him because he was an NBC News reporter was on the flight with him and overheard him on the phone saying that Atlas was telling Trump the wrong information and that it was just all false and that he was giving Trump misleading information. And then the story broke. And so now it's kind of like the cat's out of the bag. Yeah, I don't know. He's a neuroradiologist. His background is not infectious diseases.
Virology, right.
Yeah.
Young people 12 to 17 years old are infected with COVID at twice the rate of children 5 to 11.
Yeah, they're more social. That makes sense.
Yeah, right.
They're out with their friends more.
Yeah, exactly. Out with their friends. So one wonders what they'll keep elementary schools open and close the high schools. I hope that's not the case, but who knows at this point. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I think this is supposed to be a reality check on P-A-R-T-Y, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think so. Jennifer Lopez, front and center musically here at 23 after the hour on the DJV program, our music portion of this hour of the program, with J-Lo and Maluma portraying star-crossed lovers in their new double video for Patti and Lonely. The video opens up with Patti, where Lopez is a billionaire who's living the lavish life while Maluma serves as her bodyguard. They are singing in Spanish. Is this one of those things for the short network, or that short, what do they call it? Quibi?
Oh, Quibi? No, but you know what? I watched the double video yesterday, and it could have been. It's really, it's beautifully shot, and it's like kind of like a mini movie. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, is this Patti? Let's hear her. I want to hear Lonely. Phil? Don't like that. I like Patti, but I don't like this. Anyway. Yeah, you like the Patti.
Right, well, continues the story.
Yeah, right. Picked up the couple are in bed as they are raided by the FBI. They take her into custody. She discovers her bodyguard lover is also an FBI agent. Lopez and Maluma will co-star in a film called Marry Me. The two singles will be featured on the film's soundtrack. I think she's quite a... The Marry Me movie is Owen Wilson, isn't it? So he's the better of the two Wilson brothers, as far as I was concerned. The other one is...
I like Luke Wilson in certain things.
Sorry. The other way around. Sorry.
Oh, other way
Luke
around.
Luke Wilson
yeah.
is the one. Yeah, Owen Wilson yeah. is a waste of time.
Jennifer Lopez and Maluma, if they're going to do a movie together, you can see, if you see the video, the double video for this, they have incredible chemistry. Sure. So it'll be interesting to see them
A-Rod
together
be
acting in a movie.
Is A-Rod going to have a problem here?
You know, watching the video, I don't know. They look, they have some really hot chemistry.
There you go. All right, next up at 25 and change at the hour on the music portion here of the DJV show in this hour, my attention to Jewel continues. I I always thought that she was, spent a couple of days with her doing this program back 5-6 years ago. And I liked her a lot. She's very likable. She shared a previously unreleased demo of her hit You Were Meant For Me from 1996, set to appear on the 25th anniversary edition of her debut album, Pieces of You, which is coming out in November. The demo has a much more, I guess it's raw. Is that the final product is smoother? But the demo has just her voice and a guitar. Is that what we're listening to here?
Yep.
Yeah. Song has a great message. Joining Jewel on the demo is her longtime friend, co-writer Steve Poltz, who's got a bit of backup in this. The 25th anniversary edition of Pieces of You will be released in several formats, each with a variety of bonus material. The most comprehensive package will be a 4-disc box set that comes with the remastered original album, a disc of rarities, B-sides, disc of live recordings from Jewel's 1994 Interchange Coffee House sessions. The collection will also come with new liner notes featuring fresh insights from Jewel, plus lyric poetry and rare photographs. There'll also be 2 CD and 4 LP vinyl editions of the Pieces of You reissue, each with the original remastered album and a selection of outtakes. So
boy,
there you
I
go.
Feel old. 25th anniversary of this album. Yeah.
To mark the release, the re-release, she'll perform the album in its entirety on a special live stream concert schedule for late November around Thanksgiving. So there it is. Story from Jewel at 28 after.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Described by some who witnessed it as chaotic and by others as an American disgrace, the first presidential debate of the season is in the books.
Will you shut up, man?
President Trump and Joe Biden speaking over each other through much of the debate, and at times the president even got into it with moderator Chris Wallace.
Mr. President, your campaign agreed that both sides would get 2-minute answers uninterrupted. Well, your side agreed to it, and why don't you observe what your campaign campaign agreed to as a ground rule, okay, sir?
He never keeps his word.
No, I'm not asking. That was a rhetorical question.
The president could sign a bill today to keep the government running as the Senate finished debating it yesterday and will hold a final vote today. Just before the new budget year begins, the temporary funding bill would avoid a shutdown through December 11th. This is USA Radio News.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
A well-known Oregon environmentalist who's been missing since September 7th has been confirmed dead due to wildfires. Family members of 72-year-old George Ataya confirmed that the remains were found on his property. He's believed to be the fifth person killed by the Beechey Creek fire, which is now about 50% contained. More stars from Hollywood are adding their political strength to the 2020 campaign. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is throwing his political muscle on his choice for president and vice president.
Guys, I had the opportunity to sit down with Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris to talk about a number of important issues that we're facing as a country. As a registered independent for years now with centrist, ideologies, I do feel that Vice President Biden and Senator Harris are the best choice to lead our country, and I am endorsing them to become President and Vice President of our United States.
With the exception of a brief flirtation with a 2020 presidential run himself, The Rock often takes great pains to remain apolitical at a time when Hollywood is filled with activism. The Fast and Furious and Jumanji actor took to Instagram, where he shared a video of the virtual conversation he had with the two Democratic candidates when he gave them his endorsement. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good stuff happening here on the DJV program. It's 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with the Victoria Keelan going through what's happening, what's out there, and what isn't. Very interesting as to what's trending. There always are trending stories, whether they be local stories or regional stories, national stories, international stories. The local trend here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, Victoria, is the process for renaming an elementary school. My wife taught at a school that was named after President Woodrow Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
But because he was a proponent of segregation, Framingham the mayor has decided, and I get where she's coming from, given who she is and what she is and where she's come from. She grew up in Bedford-Stuyvesant in New York City. She's black and has a real kick on diversity, but she's going about it, some say, in the wrong way. She continually is focusing on the number of white people working for her, which seems kind of racist in a manner of speaking to me. It's a reverse racism, whatever you call it. But I do think that scrutinizing Woodrow Wilson, I never thought he was much of a president anyway. He was kind of a Whoops, sir.
Well, Princeton University, Framingham's not alone. He went to Princeton University. He was the president of the college before it was a university. Princeton. And so they've renamed that school. I forget what they renamed it, but it's no longer the Woodrow Wilson Public.
It's called the Not Woodrow Wilson School any longer. Yeah, right.
Well, and the other thing is I don't know, Monmouth University, which is where I went, and here in New Jersey, Woodrow Wilson's summer home was the building that I took all of my classes in as an English major. And so I'm wondering, and it's called Wilson Hall. That is the name of the actual home, though. If you ever saw the original Annie, you know, the Annie movie that came out in the 80s?
Oh, yes.
It was all filmed there. Daddy Warbucks' mansion is Wilson Hall at Monmouth University. And so it's just absolutely stunning. Every classroom had this, had a gold leaf fireplace
ornate.
And marble.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just it's a really beautiful building. But I wonder if they're going to rename it. It seems kind of like, since it was his home, and they called it the Summer White House, I don't know that they would rename it, but I'm sure it's been up for debate.
Yeah. All right, some good stuff. This is very interesting. Jennifer's not here to discuss it, but I think we can make our way through it. With Governor Newsom in California signing a bill into law, Victoria, that makes it illegal for first responders to take photos at an accident scene or a crime scene for any purpose other than an official law enforcement purpose. The Kobe Bryant Act, after the photos that were shared, the crash that killed Kobe and his daughter and those other folks in January, guy who's the sheriff of L.A. County is just a flat-footed boob. He said eight deputies took photos, graphic photos. He ordered them. They were put up online. But why why would you have people working for you that are that callous? Once again, I focus on being hired.
Somebody from the crime scene sent the pictures to TMZ. That's how I found out that Kobe had died.
Yeah.
I mean, it was ridiculous. And so Vanessa Bryant, Kobe's widow, she's the one who was already, she sued Los Angeles County over those photos being shared.
Yeah.
Now the fines are, I guess it's $1,000 per offense. But, you know, I don't know. And I feel sorry for Vanessa for many reasons, obviously. She lost her husband and her daughter. It's a horrific tragedy. But
the way
she
learned
that,
about it, the way she saw these photos. Yeah.
But that's, and what she's most afraid of are her other kids someday seeing those photos, you know, and those photos, this is a graphic crime scene or accident scene. And so she doesn't want her, you know, those pictures are still out on the internet. And once something's on the internet, it's there
doesn't
forever.
Go away. Nope. Does not go away. General Mills has some good news. If you're a stockholder or if you like their cereal, if you're among the people who right this moment are eating something, let's see here, Cheerios, for example. He's feeling his Cheerios, Cheerios, Cheerios. You remember that ad? Or am I showing my ad? You remember that ad, right?
I do not.
You don't? Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, come on.
No, I know the little B. No, I don't. The little B for Honey Nut Cheerios. That's what I grew up with. Animated B.
We grew up, I guess, maybe this is when I was growing up. I forget when it was popular, but the jingle was, we're feeling our Cheerios, Cheerios, Cheerios.
You're on a jingle kick lately.
Any,
sure
yes,
audience
I
has noticed.
Audience, yes. Sales hit $4.3 billion this year. Wow, that's up about 10% from last year. Say, what else is there? Yoplait, that's their brand. Mm-hmm. Annie's. Which
all the
is
organic
a
stuff.
Okay, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. A green giant. Ho, ho, ho. There's another one. You know that jingle?
I know that one. Green giant. Yep, I know that one.
Hey, that's very good. It's the first time I've heard you sing.
That was hardly singing, but okay. You're generous.
General Motors. General Motors. Good, Doug. Excuse me. How about I try General Mills? Has pet brands as well. Convenience stores not doing as well, food services not doing as well, but at the grocery, well, I think it makes sense because nobody could find any other kind of food, so a lot of people are just eating cereal.
Well, and a lot of people are not commuting right now, and kids are, you know, kids are not eating breakfast at school. People aren't commuting and eating in their cars or grabbing something, you know, once they get to the office. So that this is in tandem with milk sales going way up too.
Yep.
So sales of milk and cereal, you know, when you look around, cereal for the most part is pretty economical, and so, you know, people who are really hurting are trying to save money any way they can, and so it makes sense. You know, I don't eat cereal, but we've been eating cereal. I got some gluten-free stuff that I eat now. But, you know, I never ate cereal before the pandemic. And my husband likes cereal. Really? And now that he's home, he's not on a train in the morning. You know, we've been eating cereal. Yeah.
I like cereal. I've liked cereal. I've graduated from Frosted Flakes that I grew up on to some of the things. I remember buying lots of cereal when the kids were young, having different varieties of cereals around. And because we always had great fresh milk, the taste was the taste is enhanced. If you've got really good, fresh, creamy milk to put on your cereal, it does something for it. It really does.
It's such a difference. I remember I remember being probably maybe 6 years old, maybe seven, and on one of our trips to Ireland to visit my dad's family, we stayed at a bed and breakfast, and they had a cow. They had, like, a farm. It was a beautiful bed and breakfast. And so the milk was fresh from the cow, and I had only had skim milk in my life at that point. And I remember taking that first bite of cereal and just I didn't like it because it was so different from the junk that, you know, that we were drinking here in America. But later on, I developed an affinity for it. So it's hard to find really good-tasting, like, actual flavor, that milk has when it's really good and good quality.
Well, but now people are going back to it. As we've talked before, one of the themes of my American Family Farmer Show that I do every week, podcast AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, because we do connect farm, food, family. This year has been a focus on eating locally, for sure. I saw something that enhanced my feeling. I've used it as a promo myself about eating locally, how people have this summer experienced eating locally produced food as much as possible. It's great for your body. Life force, I think, is what we're talking about here. And you get a lot of life force from fresh food that you don't get, obviously, from processed food, canned food, any of that stuff. So we all know that our planet needs help right now. And if you're unsure about what to do as far as food is concerned, we're at the end of the season for at least the farms in the northern climes. Hopefully the mid-south and the southern farms are going to be able to transition into winter with some really good food. Because down in like Florida, they get 2-3 crops. They have the growing seasons all year long. Same in California, some other places. And so we can enjoy locally produced food if we're there. And maybe we get we get some food that's moved from some of these farms instead of the big super ag. It's not a farm. It's a big factory. Maybe putting stuff in the ground. But when you go to the supermarket, do you look for varieties of fruits and vegetables that are local? When you are,
I do. Only if it's
you
organic,
do the shopping,
though.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now that the pandemic has hit, I really am not doing grocery shopping in the store. I've only popped in for one or two items, and then, you know, I limit my time in the stores. So I've been using Instacart, and I shop from Wegmans. There's a nice Wegmans near us. They have a local section in the produce. However, just because it's local, it also doesn't mean that it's organic, and that kind of really bugs me. So, you know, you can buy a local tomato, okay, but I'd rather buy the organic one.
Yeah, if you can. But I think the point here is to make an effort. There are a lot of heirloom tomatoes that have been developed for regions.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of purple.
Oh, heirloom tomatoes are wonderful.
You see purple cauliflower this year?
Yeah.
White carrots, I've seen. And even the fellow that runs, he and his wife run the local, my friends up the street here, edible flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever? Yeah, I didn't know those even existed, for heaven's sakes.
I guarantee you've had them in restaurants.
Yes.
You just probably haven't
didn't
noticed.
Know. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, the point here to underscore, make an effort still to buy as much of your food as you can from local farmers. One of the growing number of people eating really good foods, good for the planet. It's kind of fun to go see what happens on the farm. I'm in the business now of procuring. I used to have a great old tractor collection, and I had to sell it when I got into a jam. And I found a few of these tractors around locally, and they're so cheap, I bought a few of them to have sort of a collection again. And it'll be, people who don't know anything about farms, when they look at some of these old tractors, they can see, oh, yeah, that's an old tractor. But there's a panache, if that's, character that's associated with them. So it'll be something for me to have. I'll post a few of the pictures here and there. My farm website, by the way, is Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, eastleyfarm.com. And our website.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great place. I'm very fortunate to have it. I pinch myself when I walk around and see what's going on.
And you're
going to
be growing weed on it.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah, right.
I told Fancy Nancy, my mom, about that, and she was fascinated.
Really?
She had a million questions.
Ah, we'll get to those. In a moment, speaking of what we're getting to, the block mail-in ballot extension movement is coming around full circle. Let's talk about that a little bit. Mail-in ballots in the focus next on the DJV Show.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's LINZESS.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Republicans in Pennsylvania, next door to you, Victoria, asking the Supreme Court to block an order to extend the deadline for mail-in ballots. The ruling could end up discounting votes. See, this is another can of worms.
Yep.
Damn, the courts, the business. This would be the first thing that comes that's serious to the court since Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. The Democratic Party in Pennsylvania's background asked the state court to allow mail-in ballots to be cast and counted 3 days past Election Day. The court ruled in the party's favor earlier this month, and then apparently they changed their mind somewhat, I guess.
Well, originally they said that they had to be postmarked by the day the polls close, which
right.
is reasonable,
which makes
and
sense.
They have to be received by 5 p.m. on November 6th.
Yeah.
So the Republicans, I guess, that's not good enough. They want to get rid of all of the extensions so that it has to be that the ballots have to already be in the hands of the ballot counters by the day of the election.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Vote in person, everybody. Just enough with this stupid
go to the
post
polls,
office. Go to the polls.
Like
drop
you
off your ballot
all
if you don't understand online.
Baloney.
Exactly. Yeah, enough with this.
10 before the hour.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Here we are with our friend Warren Eckstein on the DJV program. He's the host of The Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country. His advice has been taken by millions of people for millions of years. Warren just kind of knows his way around pets and has been able to help so many people, different steps I want to ask you about, we are preparing to go back to work, kind of. Pets got used to people being at home, so how do we get around that? But I have a question about Daisy. As you know, Daisy May, who is my English bulldog, second one I've had. I had a dog for 15 years named Charlotte, who was a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous friend. And then I was fortunate enough to find, through the help of one of my great friends, another wonderful, wonderful girl who had been seriously abused. I adopted her from, the ASPCA found a bunch of dogs in a puppy mill down in, I think, Alabama or Arkansas someplace. And, the fellow that worked at the ASPCA in Rhode Island said, this dog has been badly abused. And when I got her, she couldn't walk. But she just had that face. You know, you sent me for Christmas, Victoria, a cup that has Daisy's face on it mm-hmm. on the first day that I got her. And that's rain, by the way, that you can hear. It's not pouring in the studio, but it's really windy and rainy here. So, anyway, I have learned what she's afraid of. Like brooms, you don't have a broom around because she obviously was beaten by somebody who had a broom. She didn't like black people. I have a couple of Jamaicans that have worked for me for years on the farm, and they've been giving her treats, and now she's coming around to liking them. She also doesn't like people with beards. But I experienced something the other day, Warren, where they're on the farm, there are a lot of flies around. I got a fly swatter, and so I'm swatting the flies. And Daisy goes apoplectic to the point where she won't come into the house through the door that goes into the kitchen. That's where I was swatting the flies. And whenever she comes into the kitchen, she looks around to see what's there, and I can see her. It's almost like she's depressed. She's fine in other parts of the house, and when she gets out of the house, but she doesn't want to come in through that door. So what's your recommendation? Other people must have the same sort of thing. I've given her treats in the kitchen, that kind of stuff, but I wonder what your recommendation is.
You know, it's really interesting that you brought that up today, because I'm working on my show for Saturday, and my show for Saturday is, do dogs have memories and do they really remember stuff from the past? Uh-huh. And one of my notes here, if you've ever rescued or adopted a dog and for some unknown reason they react a bit out of character, it could be a bad memory. Mm-hmm. And so it's the association with the fly swatter. What I would be doing at this point is whatever you think is making her afraid, get it out of that room and reintroduce it in a more comfortable place for her.
Well, I just don't use them.
But that's not a resolution, because sooner or later it may pop up, So I would take the time. It's called counter conditioning in the world of psychology. What you do is you take whatever an animal is fearful of and you turn that into a positive. It takes time and gradual experiences. But I always suggest, rather than avoid it, because, you know, a lot of people avoid it. Now, my dog doesn't like this, so I avoid it. I would rather confront it a little bit at a time, build up the dog's confidence and self-image, and let him realize that it's not a problem or wasn't a problem to begin with. Many of the dogs I've adopted were fearful, for example, of men with hats or men with beards or a baseball bat. I remember one dog I worked with, I rescued, was petrified of baseball bats. Obviously, he'd been beaten by one. So I don't know what might have happened. This dog came from a puppy mill. So we know at a puppy mill there is nothing but flies. Flies, flies, yeah. Flies, 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 and flies. So maybe there's some relationship to that. But counter conditioning, every time he sees something he's fearful of, turn it into a positive, but remove it from the area where he's reacting to an area where he's more comfortable.
Victoria said I should put some treats by it.
And but not in that area. That's not a bad idea, but not in that area. In a different location, where he's his happy place. Take it to his happy place, you know. That's where you need to put it.
All right, so I put it in the den. This is where she spends a lot of time. All right, so that's good. What else? Victoria, you had something, it seemed to me. Or did
Warren, I need to call you. Chester. Chester has this thing. This is our newest little rescue.
What kind of dog?
He's a Cheweenie. So he's a Chihuahua and a Dachshund mix. He's very sweet and smart and cute. But he has this thing. If he doesn't get attention, he poops and pees where he's not supposed to. I came in yesterday from running an errand.
What do you do? You get angry, right? Well, you say, stop it. What did you do? Bad dog.
Well, yesterday I came into the kitchen. I was out running errands, and I was talking to my husband in the kitchen, and I guess I didn't give Chester enough of an attention when I walked in, and he pooped right at my husband's feet. And so we didn't even see him doing it. I don't know what to do.
You'll call me. But if he pooped at your husband's, if he pooped at Louis' feet, he really had to go.
But he was right near his wee wee pad. He could have easily gone right to the wee wee pad. I don't know. It seems like it's spiteful.
Call me. Yeah, I'll get even with you guys. That's what he said.
They call them punishment poops. That's what they use.
Exactly.
Punishment poop. So
the landmine.
Punishment pee. Punishment poop. Isn't it great we talk about that?
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.